Garriott squeezed his eyes shut. The colours were behind his eyelids, too. I'm not like him. Yes, you are. Weak, feeble, pathetic, all of you. I should have cloned myself when I had the chance. Parthenogenics would have solved all this bullshit. 2 fucking centuries of weaklings I've had to endure. 2 centuries, fuck it. Go away. Even stoned, he could tell this wasn't part of the trip. This was more. This was much, much worse. Is he hurting you, baby? Anastasia Rigel asked.
Yes.
I'll fucking cripple you if you don't get up. Smash your legs, shred your hands to ribbons. Do you like the sound of that, boy? A life spent grubbing round like a snail? Can't walk, can't feed yourself, can't wipe your ass? Stop it! Darriot screamed. Get up! Don't listen to him, baby. Close your mind. Tell that bitch from me she's dead. Please, both of you, stop it. Leave me alone. Get up! Darriot tried to rise. He got up to his feet, then fell into Anastasia's lap. You're mine now, she said gladly. No, you're not. You're mine, always mine. You can never leave. I won't allow you to. Her hands ran over his clothes, opening seals. Kisses with a sharp, cold impact of hailstones fell on his face. This is what you wanted, what you always wanted, she breathed in his ear. Me. The nauseating color stripes, bits in his sight, swirled into blackness, her hot skin sliding up and down against him, weight pressing against every part of him. He was doing it. He was fucking. Tears poured out of his eyes. That's right, baby. Up inside me. Purge him. Purge him with me. Fly, fly into Venus and Chiri. Leave him behind. Free yourself. Always mine. Darriot woke, feeling awful. He was lying on the stiff, tousled grass of the teepee without a stitch of clothing. The entrance flap was open, a slice of bright morning light sliding through. A heavy dew mottled his legs. Something had died and decomposed in his mouth, his tongue by the feel of it. Anastasia Rigel was lying beside him, naked and beautiful, arms tucked up against her chest. Last night, I fucked her. I did it. He tried to smother an ecstatic laugh. Feeling better? Darriot screamed. It was inside his head, Anstead, the realm demigod. He jerked around, hugging himself, biting his lower lip so hard he drew blood. Don't be an idiot. I'm not a bloody spirit bogeyman. There's no such thing. Religion is a psychological crutch for mental inadequates. Spiritualism is for mental paraplegics. Think what that makes your girly friend. What are you? Anastasia Rigel woke up, blinking against the light. She ran her hand through her wild hair and sat up, looking at him with a curious expression. I'm your ancestor. A lost spirit from the emptiness? He asked, wide-eyed with fright. Give me one more word of mythology, and I really will have your legs broken. Now think logically. I'm your ancestor. Who can I be? Information from his didactic history courses tumbled into his thoughts. Rubra? The idea didn't make him feel any better at all. Well done. Now stop panicking and stop shivering. I don't normally talk direct to someone your age. I'd like to let you have 16 years to yourself, but I'm not going to allow you to become a dopehead. Do not ever smoke that stuff again. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Stop vocalizing. Concentrate your thoughts.
What are you saying, baby? Anastasia Rigel asked. Are you still tripping?
No, it's Rubra. He's...
We're talking.
She pulled the white poncho round herself, giving him an alarmed look. I've got plans for you, boy, Rubra said. Big plans. You're destined for Magellanic ITG's executive committee.
I am?
Yes, if you play your cards right, if you do as you're told.
I will.
Good. Now I've been lenient. Letting you sow your oats with dinky little Anastasia. I can understand that. She's got a nice body, good tits, pretty face. I had a sex drive myself once. But you've had your fun now, so put your clothes on and say goodbye. We'll find someone a bit more suitable.
I can't leave her. Not after last night.
Take a real good look at yourself, boy, rutting with a bubblehead primitive on a filthy mat in a teepee. Some friend, she filled your brain with two kinds of shit. That's not how Valisk's future ruler is going to behave, is it?
No, sir.
Good boy.